get a job.
We know what that means.
I'm just letting the music play out. It's cheering us up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm dancing.
Yeah, dancing, you know, do whatever, snap your fingers, do a little clap, do a little jig, something like that. We have Crystal Vollmer, who's with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, joining us now on the Newsline. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Tell us what you have.
Well, today we actually have the first day of our spring virtual job fair. It starts at 9 o'clock. It'll go on from today through April the 30th. You can register through Connecting Colorado, get your account set up. It's one platform, and we have dozens of employers there, over 50. But today, you can speak with someone live. We have a live chat feature. And so today, some of the employers that will be on there live to chat with you about their open positions is Concepts in Millwork, Peak Vista, Randstad, Department of Corrections, and Wells Fargo, just to name a few.
Oh, those are some interesting and really credible employers there that you would want to work for.
Yes, and if you didn't have time to log on and talk with them live, you still have the rest of the month to go on and apply and seek employment with these employers.
Crystal, for folks who may have never done a virtual job fair before, what's the advice? What do people need to be prepared to do when they go to the virtual job fair?
Well, have a copy of their resume so that they can be able to speak about their experiences and research these different employers to see what positions match up with the skill sets that they have or that they're willing to do. And as far as the chat feature, they're not going to see you. You're just going to be kind of communicating back and forth in a text feature. That's what the chat feature is.
Does that elevate at some point to an in-person interview, or are employers at this stage, are they making employment and hiring decisions virtually, just making it online since we do have that social distancing enforcement in place?
Well, I would say that they would definitely be able to assess you as a candidate, you know, as far as an interview. And then also at a point where it's appropriate, bring you in. Some of these employers, there would not be virtual work. Randstad, they do manufacturing, and so does Concept and Millwork. But I'm sure they're doing social distancing within their facilities and things like that. That's what I would suggest.
Okay, so they need to be able to basically upload their resume and like a letter of introduction, something like that.
Yes, so that's what Connecting Colorado is. That's the framework that would be. You would go on there, you would have your account if you haven't established it already. You'd be able to upload your resume. You'd be able to click on the different skill sets that you would have, and the employer would be able to see all of that information as well as have a chat feature with you today.
And I would imagine... I was just going to say, I would imagine that, you know, some of the rules of interviewing still apply. Let's say after you do a good interview, you could always still send a thank you note or a thank you letter, because those things do still add up, don't they?
Yes, they do. They speak to your professionalism. Getting on there and being one of the first candidates to apply speaks to your enthusiasm. And of course, they're going to fill the positions as they find the right candidate. So definitely don't wait to the 30th. I would log on today.
And do you have any special jobs that are waiting on there for people who are venturing into the job seeking force, whether by choice or perhaps some people are being put in that position because of changes in their own work status?
Yes, I picked several positions today that could be considered entry level. You could do it with just a level of knowledge and customer service. Let's first start with Conceal Fab. They are a manufacturer, but the position I selected is a shipping associate. You can find it at Connecting Colorado. It is job number 831-2311. And in this position, you will process orders for shipping received through various manufacturing departments. You will examine for accuracy. You will complete the logistics documents and get that set up to be shipped out. You would just need basic, you know, computer skills, and you will follow the instructions of your immediate supervisor. Again, that's job number 831-2311. And Conceal Fab had over 10 jobs available. So if this job didn't fit for you, there's several other positions of all varieties.
Fantastic. Crystal Vollmer, we're out of time. I'm sorry. We're just going to have to end it right there. But thank you again for sharing all of those ideas for our job seekers out there who are listening right now. Really appreciate it. Crystal Vollmer with Pikes Peak Workforce Center.